to spoil ten undertakings, ten jobs. The value of owning one man is much more than spoiling ten jobs, whatever the job is. But you don't lose that man. You'll be the top leaders in your country, and whom you will be initiating, they will naturally like to share your burden, naturally like to help you. And when people ask to do some work, fine, and go ahead, and go ahead, and go ahead, and go ahead, and go ahead. Either we explain him in the beginning what he has to do, or if we are leaving him to do what we expect him to do, then we should be satisfied whatever he is doing, right or wrong. When we are explaining him, this you have to do, 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 in this way you have to do, we must be prepared to be happy with 25% results. If 75 years spoil, we are happy, don't mind. Because you have given him a lesson. He has learned by committing a mistake. Next time when you will tell him, he'll do better than before. No man is perfect for anything. If you ask some people, go and decorate this stage, better do like that and do like that and see what type of flowers you have, and it will be good to have like that or highlight. Then make your own mind. When you go into the hall, you should be satisfied with whatever they have done. And always say, what a wonderful arrangement of flowers. You have given them a list. Next time when it is, they will definitely do a better job. Even if you just don't like, it's not up to your taste. But always remember, the taste is always different from man to man. It's not necessary that the stage must be according to your taste only. Let it be sometimes according to the taste of other people. For instance, so like that, when people make mistakes, then the foresight of a good leader sees in him the possibility of a better performance in future. Doesn't reject him.
No.
After all, the whole movement is a public work. If something is done this way, it's all right. Something is done this way, fine. Something done this way, very good. Finish. We can't possibly fight over some performance which has already been passed. When we meet with our workers, we always think of the future and plan something that is going to come next, rather than wasting time in pointing the mistakes which have already been made. It's very necessary. It's very necessary, and another point that a leader must bear in mind, that he mustn't talk ill of any other man to any other man. Maybe there are three people whom you like very much, and there is a team of 12 other people. When you have given the job to 12 other people, you have no right to criticize the action of those 12 people in the company of those two or three or one man whom you like most. Because if you keep on telling your nearest friend all the misery that you feel with all those 12, you are going to lose him today or tomorrow. Because he'll be fed up with you. You think he is your friend, but if all the time you are negative with him, you are going to lose him. You lose him because the valuation of your mind and your heart in his mind, in his mind and in his heart, will be very negative. Any man who is close to you, he is close to you because he wants more inspiration for his spiritual development. He wants more of your sympathy for his spiritual development. He doesn't come to you to be shrouded with your agony. Particularly with those who are very near to you, who are in your confidence, always talk good of that man and good of that man and good of that man and good of that man to your nearest ones, so that that man and that man and that man and that man will receive very good news from your near ones about your mind for them. This is leadership. If the leadership, every leader has to save the air around him. And saving the air around him means those with whom he is more intimately connected, he does not bring misery to them. Always he elevates them. Because it is those near ones who are the source of his inspiration, who are the counselors to him, who are his advisors, who are his inspirers, those near ones. So if he spoils them all the time by saying, oh, look at that man, what he was doing, and look at that lady, how funnily she behaved, and this is... So you are spoiling your own inner circle. Who are close to you to receive inspirations of much higher type, and whom you have kept around you to receive inspiration yourself. So it's very important that all those who are very near and very dear and very close to you, very intimate to you, don't spoil their life by telling them bad stories or negative things that happens to come to your mind about other people. And this will be if you meditate morning and evening regularly, nicely, and try to radiate all happiness. These are the techniques of saving our own life and helping others. A leader has to be very careful, particularly with those who surround him, who are near to him. He can't be a leader on this street and agonizing teacher at home. No. The lamp has maximum light surrounding it. As it goes farther away, it becomes less and less and less. It must be maximum surrounding it. Now these are the features of good leadership. And then your inner circle will be more inspiring and will be more inspiring. That will add to your efficiency, that will add to your success. It's absolutely very necessary that we behave in a very sympathetic manner with all the people, no matter who may be who they may be, particularly with those who are near to us. Always inspiring and good and kind. Otherwise, you lose the ground at home. You can't afford to feel miserable within yourself and come out on the stage and smile and laugh and... It's hypocrisy. It's not necessary. Spontaneity of loving behavior. Always cheering others. Never think of any weak point of any other man, because the mind becomes what it thinks. If a man has done a mistake, you are imbibing that mistake in your heart and mind, unnecessarily. Someone has created a mud, and you are allowing the mud to come onto yourself, unnecessary, without any reason, and for no gain. Never we talk about the failings of others, about the weaknesses of others, about the drawbacks of others, because thereby we spoil our own heart. And where is the time? Always when we talk of other people, bring out some good. Always bring out some good. Always bring out some good. I was at the feet of Gurudev, and sometimes some man would do something here and something wrong there and something wrong there. And at night when I'll be alone with Gurudev, sometimes he'll say, oh, that man is no good, tell him to go out and all that. And my duty was that I took upon myself, of course, to soften the feelings of Gurudev for him. Because always I had that this thing deep in my mind, anybody who comes to him for gaining higher consciousness. So, if I am there, I would always support his cause, and I would not forget his purpose. He may forget, and could start creating something, a nuisance, which will annoy Gurudev. And then, I would always say, oh, he has just now come, and maybe within a few weeks or a month, he'll be influenced by the air of the ashram and he'll become all right. And that gave to Gurudev my mind that it's not tense and it's not faulty. Otherwise I would have added two instances more at that time. Yes, I heard him saying like that there. Because I was concerned with my own relationship with Gurudev. If I talk something bad about someone, the air between him and me will be spoiled. And then next time he won't allow me to be with him. Because he would be afraid any time I would say something bad. So all the time I was cautious to express only something very nice, whatever it was. Always good and always appreciation of other people. Always appreciation of other people. Because if someone comes to the ashram, he comes to receive his blessings. And if I am around him, then it is my duty to create facility for the coming man to get his purpose fulfilled. Always, always. In Gita, Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, many things, one of the many things, he said to him, I am going to give you this great wisdom because you don't speak ill of others. Cavil is the word or what? Cavil. To speak ill of others. You do not cavil. And do not speak ill of others. It's a very great quality. And this is natural to someone who is not tense in himself. Tension belongs to tamas and rajas. Simplicity, innocence, all harmony belongs to sattva. So always we entertain sattva, we live in the air of sattva and don't allow ourselves to be dragged by the impulses of rajas and tamas. Never do we speak ill of others. Because what we know is, everyone is his own responsibility. Everyone is one's own responsibility. So why worry? What I am has been my own responsibility. What he is has been his own responsibility. He has built himself in that way, and he is that what he is today. So, why should I put on the mud because he has been muddy? Thinking of the weakness of someone or reflecting upon the misbehavior, misdeed of someone, he has done some wrong. Let the wrong remain localized to him. Why span it to myself? Why take it to my heart and take it to my mind? First, bad effect I am doing to myself. Thinking of the bad quality of someone, I am making my own heart bad. Will it? What is the use of this? It's very important how we think about others and how we behave with others. Mutual behavior. With strangers it is very easy to laugh and smile and entertain and make happy. With one's own surroundings, generally people find difficult to behave in a harmonious manner. In one's own family, people find very difficult to be harmonious and happy and cheery. Establish it. No wife has any reason to be trained towards husband, or husband has any reason to remain trained towards his wife. And children and all, always very ideal behavior. It's very important. Because when I hear from the people say, oh, what is this movement, that man is like that, and that man is like that. And what is this meditation? And people ask me, what is this meditation? That man has been meditating 5 years. And he behaves like that and like that. I tell them he must be better than before. Better than before. What else could I say? And I'm sure he must be better than before. Particularly the initiators. I'm easily available in this consciousness. Very, very, very important. And then, having gone to his country, there were some other meditation guides from long before. And then he started to say, or she started to say, Maharshi has given me something which he has not given to any initiate. I have that great wisdom, something. Each initiator, when he is made an initiator and power to initiate, naturally receives a very special attention and all that he deserves. But he has no right to say that we have been given something which nobody else has been given. Because he only knows what he has been given. He doesn't know what others have been given. So, like that it injures the feelings of other people. Even though it shouldn't injure the feelings of others, but it's human to feel that if I am the initiator for the last 5 years, some new initiator coming, it's natural that he should respect the elder brother rather than show off. Mutual respect amongst the leaders of the movement. A very great power. Mutual respect amongst the leaders is a very great power of the movement. Very great power. Two Pandits. Pandit means these wise men in India. Two Pandits went to some place, and they were received very in a very grand way and separately here and there. And the host went to them and Panditji, what you will eat and then he asked him about the introduction of the other Pandit. This Pandit said, oh, he's just a fool, he's just an ox. And spoke very highly of himself and the creation. He went to the other Pandit and said, what should be prepared for you and this and this, and very nicely, and asked about the other man. He said, what you talk of him, he's just a donkey. Doesn't know anything. He then there was a time for meals and all that. Both were sitting on very beautiful seat and all that, very hospitable. And when the plates come before them, it's a plate of green grass. Green grass, which is cherished by a donkey and an ox. Because he was a donkey and he was an ox, introduced by them. Both felt highly ashamed of themselves. Who speaks with a low of someone doesn't receive a high recognition for himself. It's human nature. Someone who speaks high of some other man, he speaks a high regard and recognition of very high state of consciousness by someone to him whom he's speaking. It's very necessary that we speak of good qualities of others, particularly the leaders of the movement. Particularly the leaders of the movement must have a very loving feeling for other leaders in a natural way. Spontaneously loving feeling for all others. Because someone is working in some area, someone is working in some area. If the man of this area is supported by the man of this area, then he is strengthening the movement. If the man of this area is supporting the movement, the man in this area, then he is supporting the movement. And as a leader of the movement, it's not the area that is important. It is the strengthening of the movement that is important. Someone may be in England and someone may be in Germany. If the German leader speaks low of the English leader, he is weakening the movement in Germany. If an English leader is speaking low of a German leader, he is weakening the movement in his country. If he brings news, this good thing happened there, and this good thing happened there, and this good thing happened there, praising the actions of the leaders of different countries, he is strengthening the movement in his country and raising the level of consciousness of the people surrounding him. Otherwise, if he just begins to show off himself, hardly tell me this thing, and I'll find my way to collect it here and there. And it will be very gracefully collected, and because we do not want our leaders to remain in ignorance or to remain unaware of their weaknesses. One can hardly feel one's own weakness. So if I tell someone, maybe this should be, you should mind this thing, he will be careful and he will adopt to my advice. But it's a sin to talk to other leaders about some other leader, depreciating his value. It's really a sin, and this just degenerates the movement. It degenerates the movement.
All right, that finishes the tape marked 316-67 about more about the invocation and more about the initiator and meditators in general. Next we have...